And welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar. Today's podcast, we'll be dealing with Jamal Bryant, the new prophet of Pharmakia. As everybody knows, it went viral back in the month of December of last year, 2022. Bryant's comments on the podcast, Coup Soir with Rashan Ali, which he states he wanted male congregants that smelled like weed. Bryant went on to state that he wanted to grow and cultivate weed there at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church to teach young black men the business of growing weed and producing it and just other things and all. It's ironically that I find it kind of complexing that the scripture says, go and make disciples unto all nations, not to go and make drug dealers unto him, unto God, the Most High, which is very complex and very confusing. This isn't the first time that Bryant has said something very controversial. This man definitely pushes the spirit of Antichrist. Just some of the things that he said over the pulpit or being a guest speaker at somebody else's pulpit. One of the things that he stated when Roe versus Wade wasn't really overturned, pretty much what the Supreme Court stated was with abortion, they put it on the responsibility of each individual state to determine if they wanted to keep abortion legal or not. Bryant took it upon himself during the baby blessing to put the Supreme Court on blast and to say that he's pro-choice. And he's been also noted saying that he is pro-choice, which is very much a paradox, considering he's supposed to be a man of God, considering that I believe it's in Proverbs chapter 6, I believe verse 17 and 18, I believe it says that is an abomination of shedding innocent blood. So he's a promoter of that. He had preached for Bishop Marvin Sapp. And this is noted also too, that he stated that Jesus out of 85% of his life was out of order because he tried to do the will of his earthly father and not his heavenly father, which is just a bunch of things. This man's produced bad fruit. Jesus said that you know them by their fruit, not their gifts, not how eloquent that he speaks. He's able to really mesmerize people because he's very charismatic. He is very eloquent. He is actually a very great speaker. But even if you look at Adolf Hitler, which when he took over Germany, the fact that he was such a tremendous public speaker, where he mesmerized people so much where women were sexually attracted to him, and also to men, he drove men to tears, and eventually he overturned a nation into doing countless atrocities and everything. So you can't go off the gifts that people have. You have to test the spirits and other things and all. And if you test the spirit of this man, test by the word of God, the stuff that he says, does it line up or not? It does not line up. So we're going to go ahead and hear from his very mouth what he said. And primarily we're doing this podcast. We want to examine the actual ramifications of this, because I know initially when this came out, lots of people are on YouTube and other things and all were saying how bad this was and other things and all, but they weren't dealing with the spiritual ramifications that occur promoting this Pharmakia agenda.
New Birth is the largest land-owning black church in America. And so my position to my deacons is, why aren't we not raising cannabis? I'll be able to bring in black males, They're able to do it legally. Mm. I'm teaching them farming.
Oh my God.
I'm helping them to enhance the ecosystem. This is the kind of conversation. So if the guy, black boy in Bankhead said, they growing weed at the church, where do I join?
Yeah.
Now, we begin to look at the lines of what Jamaal Bryant is pushing when he stated that he's trying to draw black males into his church there at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church by giving them weed and people that smell like weed. That's not promoting the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's promoting the kingdom of darkness. It's promoting underlining of Luciferianism and Satanism. When we look at Aleister Crowley, which was known as the particular time in the early part of the 20th century, the most wickedest man on the planet. Also too, he is pretty much the one that set the foundation of what we see modern day Satanism and what we see in the New Age movement and other things and all. But in his Book of the Law, which was dictated by his spirit guide, Aswas, it states, I am the snake that giveth knowledge and delight and bright glory and stir the hearts of men with drunkenness. To worship me, take wine and strange drugs, whereof I will tell my prophet and be drunk thereof. They shall not harm ye at all. It is a lie. This is folly against self. The exposure of innocence is a lie. Be strong, O man. Lust. Enjoy all things of the senses and rapture. Fear not that any God shall deny thee for this. Now, I want to look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, the backdrop of the scripture when we're looking at hermeneutics, properly interpreting the scripture. This interpretation is based on the Apostle John writing about the second beast, which is the false prophet, and it's given a description of he looks like a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. This is picture perfect when I look at the comments that Brian did make to Rashan Ali on her podcast, which he states about obtaining black males who smell like weed, where he can grow weed and teach them a trade and the ecosystem and the whole nine yards. But it states, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Now, when we look at this particular scripture, it's talking about the false prophet. But even with Brian, the false prophet will look like a lamb, meaning that it'll look like a person that has a Christian persona, but will speak as a dragon, speak from the demonic realm, speak demonic wisdom. If you look at other cultures around the world, dragons and serpents were highly revered as creatures that had wisdom, esoteric wisdom, and all these other things and all. When you start diving into promoting the use of drugs, which alters the mind, which does open you up to the spirit world, which we're talking about pharmakia, you're speaking as a dragon, which we're going to look at some other things, some quotes and some of the teachings of Aleister Crowley, which lines up with this. But it's ironic that you have a quote unquote Christian pastor promoting to promote weed in the church to obtain members, where the Bible talks about to go out unto all nations and preach the gospel and bringing people to Christ to be born again, not to continue in sin. This type of message that Brian is promoting is a broad road gospel, not even a gospel, a broad road to destruction. What Jesus said, narrow is the gate, broad is the road to destruction. So when you have people that are filling up your church pews that are unrepentant, unregenerated, not seeking to be transformed and renewed, their mind being renewed, but their mind being in a stupor of being intoxicated by drugs, it does contradict the scriptures. Now, here we have a key phrase from Aleister Crowley, which the source comes from his Book of the Law of Thelema. It comes from the Book of the Law, chapter 1, line 40, which was dictated by Aleister Crowley by his entity Aswas. Do what thou will be the whole of the law. We also seen this on a hoodie that Jay-Z, when he was taping a music video, he has this on a black hoodie. This is one of the main mantras of Satanism and people that are into the occult, not to do totally against God's word, because Jesus states, not my will, but thy will be done, when he's talking about the Lord's Prayer. With Crowleyism, it's do whatever you want to do. What Brian is promoting is, hey, you can come into church, still smoke weed, do whatever you want to do, call yourself a Christian, fill up the pews, but not a call to repentance, not a call to do the will of the Father, not to be under the jurisdiction of the leading of the Holy Spirit, not to have a renewed mind. So here in plain sight, what's being promoted and pushing under a Christian church is, ironically, it's just nothing more than repackaged Satanism. You wouldn't see a Satanist saying, let's do some good things, like some Christian things to make it look good. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's just the underlining things that this man is promoting is not Christian, but is more in lines of Luciferianism and Satanism. Now, let's look at the spiritual implications of the use of cannabis or weed. When we look at the book that was by Wade Bailey called Rastafari and Shamanist Origins, page 49, it states the use of cannabis was used as a religious practice by the Canaanites in the worship of the demon god Baal. Sexual perverse religious acts were carried out with the use of drug intoxication. Now, I also want to bring to light article that was written last year on NPR. The article was done June 17th of 2022, entitled California May Require Labels on Pot Products to Warn of Mental Health Risk. Now, I've had a personal experience, close personal friend of mine, who his youngest son got involved in smoking weed. Chronically smoking weed, it ended up having an adverse effect on this young man, where this young man was in and out of jail, in and out of mental institutions, giving my friend a bunch of grief because he's dealing with a grown man that has mental health issues by a byproduct of taking cannabis. And it's had like just a very devastating impact on this young man's life. So let's look at the actual warning label, which California legislation wants to start putting on, are starting to put on, pot products or cannabis products, because it's starting to become quite more frequently around the country how people are going to the hospital because they're having psychotic episodes. So here's the warning labels. Warning, cannabis use may contribute to mental health problems, including psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia. Risk is greatest for frequent users and when using products with high THC levels. Warning, not for kids or teens. Starting cannabis use young or using frequently may lead to a problem use, and according to the U.S. Surgeon General, may harm the developing brain. Warning, do not use if pregnant or breastfeeding. Substances in cannabis are transferred from the mother to the child and may harm your baby's health including causing low birth weight. So these are the potential dangers. I'm not saying in some cases using cannabis does have some positive impacts with not with the THC levels and other things and all, but when folks, when you start dealing with high THC levels and just other things that begin to take place that can cause these psychotic episodes. It was just even, I believe, last year or a year or two ago, this young lady was a beauty pageant winner, I believe, African-American woman, conservative, Republican, ate a edible, and she was out at lunch, ate an edible, and it had THC in it. She went back to her place, began to have a psychotic episode, and flipped over the balcony and died. So this just goes to show you, this is nothing to be played with. And this is why we're bringing this stuff to the light, to enlighten you and bringing you the actual truth. We're not trying to bring you fluff. We're trying to tell you the truth. Now, I want to connect the dots. I want to explore an article that was written this year, June of 2022, in the New York Times, which is a very liberal newspaper. However, very interesting article, and it is secular. The title of the article is Psychosis, Addiction, Chronic Vomiting as Weed Becomes More Potent, Teens Are Getting Sick. Now, this is connection, which we're talking about, with Dwayne McGowan, who was found with the vape pen and with the THC and had the psychotic episode of trying to strangle babies there at the hospital there in Texas. Some of the highlights of the article I want to point out, it states marijuana is not as dangerous as a drug like fentanyl, but it can have potentially harmful effects, especially for young people whose brains are still developing. In addition to uncontrollable vomiting and addictions, adolescents who frequently use high doses of cannabis may also experience psychosis that could possibly lead to a lifelong psychiatric disorder and an increased likelihood of developing depression and suicidal intentions, changes in the brain autonomy and connectivity, and poor memory. But despite these dangers, the potency of the products currently on the market is largely unregulated. Other things that stated within this article by the New York Times in regards to connecting psychosis and vaping marijuana, it states California lawmakers are now considering adding a mental health warning label to cannabis products, specifying that the drug may contribute to psychotic disorders. So we're seeing a uptick of people acting crazy, not just unnatural things, and it's contributing. People are really opening themselves up to the spirit world, which they're opening themselves up to the demonic world. So we've studied in times past and done videos in times past on this channel in regards to pharmakia and other things and all. And we know that the Bible warns us, and we're looking at this also from a biblical worldview, that there will be an escalation of sorcery or the use of drugs taking place in the last days. So we see this taking place where kids are think it's cool and think it's hip to vape and take this THC. And they're really opening themselves up to the spirit world. And you're going to see more and more cases of this. Now, here's a key verse which really contradicts Jamal Bryan's thinking of bringing in young black men into his church that smell like weed, continue to smoke weed, continue to help them grow weed, make it a business, but continue in sin. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So the Bible always pushes that people that are believers, that they be sober-minded, not to be intoxicated, either whether it's illicit drugs or alcohol, because it really gives room for the enemy and his team of demons and fallen angels to really work against you. So we have to really keep that in mind. We have to uphold biblical truth to be watchful and to be sober-minded. Now, I want to conclude a couple of verses that are found in the book of Revelation. Now, we're not trying to be so dogmatic where you have to go to your local CVS, or you have to go to Walgreens, or you have to go to Rite Aid and pick up medical medication from what your doctor prescribed to you. We're really talking about things that alter your mind, things that can really damage not just your health, but you spiritually. And we really want to stress this because the agenda that Brian is pushing based on him going on that podcast is very much the spirit of Antichrist. And he's pushing the message of pharmakia. That's why we stated at the beginning of the podcast, Jamal Bryant is the new prophet of pharmakia and weed. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. It says, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries, Revelation 9 and 21, Revelation 18 and 23, for your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. Let's look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. It says, but the sorcerer shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let's look at the last and final scripture of sorcery or pharmakia. Blessed are those who do his commandments, and they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are sorcerers. It's Revelation 22, verse 14 and 15. So when we look at the Greek word pharmakia, it means drug or poison. Also, too, when we look at the word sorcerers in the Greek, it's pharmakios, which is druggist or poisoner. So with Bryant, with that being said, with Bryant pushing to have these young men continue to smoke marijuana, we went over the potential, not just the spiritual aspects, but the mental health aspects of causing psychosis and other things that can occur. He is a prophet of pharmakia, a drug pusher, and he has disguised himself as being a messenger of light when he's the voice of the kingdom of darkness. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar podcast, signing out.